Hello, my name is Marilyn. I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, peace, wellness, and egalitarianism. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're joined by Lisa Baca and Stephen Davis, a vegan couple. Their band, their musical band, is Scarlet Rescue, an all-vegan band. Lisa and Stephen are joining us via Skype in Phoenix, Arizona. Lisa A. Baca, PhD. Lisa Baca teaches literature, humanities, and writing at the Arizona State University Honors College and is also a rock singer, songwriter, and guitarist. She is the front woman of the punk band Scarlet Rescue, which just released an EP titled Meat and Circuses. And she has recently launched a solo project of more personal songs. Lisa's husband, Stephen P. Davis, PhD, is an artist, writer, and artivist at heart. Stephen is the keyboardist and backup vocalist for the all-vegan band Scarlet Rescue. He participates often in animal rights chocktivism, marches, and outreach of other kinds. And in January, he became the editor-in-chief of the revitalized zine and newsletter known as Arizona Liberationists. Stephen teaches courses at Arizona State University on leaders in film, organizational leadership, and coffee in global history. Welcome, Stephen, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's great to be here.
Welcome, Lisa.
Marlene, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very excited and very honored for your interview. Thank you. And your music is totally awesome and powerful.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that people resonate with it and that you resonate with it, Marlene. I want to thank you for all of the support that you've given us through these years now. You are one of our favorite fans, and we just love having you in our music community. So thank you so much.
I'm very excited to hear about how Scarlet Rescue started.
Lisa had just been a musician for most of her life and had written some songs many years ago, and then had started her academic career. Everything was going well and decided that she really wanted to get back into the music. So in 2019, we just went to the studio, the two of us, and she recorded her first, EP. And we just came up with the name Scarlet Rescue because we were thinking about the protest music. We're thinking about the animals. Then later that year, we were able to meet up with Nathaniel and Dylan. And for a while there, we had a 4-member all-vegan rock band. And those were wonderful times. We had such great support from the community that getting together with Dylan and with Nathaniel was because of the community as well, because Nathaniel had been part owner of a vegan restaurant. Activists came together and supported us. Dylan heard Lisa playing at an event in Mesa, Arizona, which was an all vegan event. And then he, expressed interest in the band. Later we had events and concerts, performances because of it.
Spare them the night. stop the killing and let these babies live. The vigil was calm and peaceful, a protest with kindness and love. Regan had the right to be there, gentle as a dove. Regan for Regan. She didn't die in vain, but she had.
Vegan for Regan. Scarlett Bessie.
Now it's just the two of us again, and we're really focusing on some studio projects. We have a brand new three-song EP that's come out, Meat and Circuses, and that, of course, is a play on words. The old, you know, under the deteriorating Roman Empire, they mollified the masses with bread and circuses. People in Rome could basically be distracted with, and a circus back then meant any major event that you brought the people together with. Like, you mistreated the people, you mistreated the animals, the gladiators, the horse races. And those were called circuses, and then you gave people all the free bread just to keep them all occupied. And so, of course, we call this Meat and Circuses to emphasize the vegan side of all that.
I think on one of your images, there's an image of you with a calf, and I thought, oh, maybe the calf's name is Scarlett.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Marlene. We have a number of wonderful animal sanctuaries here in central Arizona where we live, and one of them is Amy's Farm Animal Sanctuary. We did a few photo shoots out there. We've volunteered out there. As a university professor, I've brought my classes out there sometimes. And when Amy rescued this little, beautiful little calf, female calf, from this dairy labeled a humane dairy, which was, I'm sure I probably don't have to tell you the nightmarish conditions that go on even and sometimes especially in these dairies labeled humane. She actually named the calf Scarlett after our band, Scarlett Rescue.
That's nice to hear. Thanks. And I hear what you're saying about the dairy industry. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when you came out with the barbecue song.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to that over and over. That is charging. It's awesome.
Yes, and you know, that was filmed at another local animal sanctuary. That was filmed at Goats with Horns Animal Sanctuary, which is a wonderful place. And the people working there, and Michelle, you know, who manages and owns it, it's just actually, she's been a great fan of Scarlett Rescue as well. She's a real rocker. Anyway, but that was filmed at that animal sanctuary, and a lot of activists in the community came out and actually appear in that video with us.
That was sort of a breakthrough moment for Scarlett Rescue. When we released Barbecue Protest on July 4th of 2020, there was something about just the timing of that, you know, the kairos of it, you know, being on July 4th.
One new voice message.
Hi, Lisa. It's Amber. I was just reminding you about the barbecue. I know you're vegan or whatever. We'll have chips and salad for you. I don't know where you guys get your protein.
I've been on the outside for a long time, which makes me less concerned about your other way. You don't wanna hear
Barbecue Protest by Scarlet Rescue. Animals and other people.
Were you both vegan together when you got married?
So I became vegan in May of 2017, and I had been vegetarian for a long time, and I just came across, or it came across me, I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but one day, I think it was part of one of the Mother's Day campaigns groups will often do against dairy, you know, because of the violation of mothers and the kidnapping of babies and the separation of mothers and babies that has to occur for dairy. I just came across a video of a calf being taken away from her mother in the dairy industry. And if you've ever seen this, Marlene, or if any of our listeners have, it's just such a heartbreaking scene. You know, the baby is, you know, mewing and crying and confused and distressed, and the mother is bellowing after her and running as fast as she can, you know, until the truck is just, you know, too fast for her and out of sight. And it just absolutely broke me to pieces. You know, I was on the floor, I cried. And when I pulled myself together, I said, this is it. I didn't have a lot of dairy, you know, I had some yogurt probably. And I just got rid of it all, like, right then, that day. And I was like, I'm vegan now. And Steve had been traveling at the time. And so I guess maybe I'll let Steve tell the rest of it there.
Yeah, I had been, when Lisa went vegan, I was off on a study abroad trip, I believe in Ireland, wasn't it? Yeah, in Ireland, doing that with ASU, Arizona State University students. Lisa was already a vegetarian by then. We've been married about 17 years now. And then Lisa, again, yes, she had been vegetarian for a very long time. But then when she told me she was going vegan, I thought, oh no, here we go. I thought it was going to be such a headache to understand where I came from. I grew up on a farm in central Illinois. And I think I've talked to many vegans and many vegan activists who also grew up on farms. And so we've seen all this from all sides. And when people make their claims about, oh, but this is a friendly thing, or this, or our animals are, but we know the truth. I saw the reasons. I saw the animal abuse. Like so many people, I said, yes, but don't show it to me. Yes, but don't tell me about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it anymore. And then I just felt like I was addicted to all these foods that I've eaten all these years, right? But then Lisa went vegan, and I thought, okay, sure. Eventually, I decided, okay, maybe this addiction can be overcome. And I'm sorry if people don't like me using the word addiction, but for me, that's how I felt like it was. An entire lifetime of eating these terrible foods and thinking that I could not get away from them. And then I did. I started to shift and made the change myself and insisted to Lisa that it was not because of her. She was a positive influence, yes. But I had to do it for myself and to know that I was going to stick with it no matter what. And so there we are. So now, yes. We're a vegan power couple, I guess. I know she doesn't like that phrase.
You are a vegan power couple.
Meat in Circuses by Scarlet Rescue. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Lisa and Stephen, Scarlet Rescue. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Circuses by Scarlet Rescue. Welcome back from the break. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narro in Worcester, Massachusetts. You're listening to the music of Scarlet Rescue. And we're joined for an interview with Lisa Barker and Stephen Davis. in Phoenix, Arizona. There are so many plant-based milks, ice cream, yogurts, sour cream, creamers. Can you tell our listeners some of those products?
Our friends who ran a vegan restaurant actually made their own milks for the restaurant, and they said they loved making oat milk the most. In South America, centuries ago, people already knew about a certain plant that they would use as an additive to their coffees. And I love to mention this to people to show that this is not some this isn't some brand new concoction that we've come up with. The use of plant milks or of any kind of liquids that you can make out of nuts and seeds and legumes and what have you, that's a very old tradition. And I love the variety. With plant milks, you can experiment until you find the one that's just perfect for you. Maybe you want a very particular flavor in your coffee. Well, try different kinds of soy, different kinds of almonds, rice milk, oat milks that are out there. There's so many. There are blends. There are ice creams that are made mostly with coconut, or they mix coconut with other kinds of things, and they come up with amazing flavors now. Personally, I love to make a little, at first I thought I was making a smoothie, but it's not really. It's more like a shake or an ice cream that I make myself. All I do is peel some bananas, freeze them, and then later I get them out, put the bananas into the blender with some chocolate soy or chocolate almond milk that I bought from the store, and there you go. When it comes out, it's so thick I have to eat it with a spoon, and that's my ice cream.
That sounds good. I like the cashew milk ice creams.
Oh, yes. Yes, delicious.
Yeah, and Lisa, can you tell us more about the connections between animal liberation and feminism?
Yeah, Marlene, I'm really glad you asked this. So it's really important to realize that behind animal agriculture, and this is all forms of raising animals and using them for food and for other resources as well, but we can focus on the food industry for the moment. That the underlying premise of that is that female non-human animals' reproductive systems are not their own. They belong to whoever the property owner is. And by property, I mean that animal, because animals legally are property. They're not persons, although we're trying to change that. So her body... well, all of their bodies, but for the female animals, her reproductive system, her capacities for motherhood belong to whoever owns her. And traditionally, this, of course, has been men. You know, this is people should also realize that all animal farming and animal agriculture is a very patriarchal institution. It always has been historically, you know, that is a form of property ownership by men. So we have a male, you know, even though there may be some women who participate in the industry nowadays, of course, certainly, and perhaps to some degree in the past, their bodies and their children are owned by these elite, generally males, right? So it has very patriarchal roots. It has very elite roots, so that when a baby is born to one of these non-human mothers, whether she's bovine or she is a bird or a pig, or a goat, or any of these beings that are the most exploited, really, beings on Earth, that baby doesn't belong to her. It belongs to the man who owns her. And if we are going to talk about things like reproductive autonomy for human women, if we are going to talk about things like bodily autonomy, like being free from sexual assault and other forms of violation, for human women, then we absolutely have to take into account what we're doing as a species to non-human animals. And I just think it's really important for people to recognize that. You know, I identified as a feminist for quite a long time before I became vegan. But of course, I never made this connection because it's not talked about and I didn't know anybody who you know, talked about it. But I think it's really important for us to talk about it. I think it's really important for us to be clear about it, that if we favor bodily and reproductive autonomy for women, for human women, and we're not doing so for non-human animals, then there is a real inconsistency there, because they are just as sentient as we are. They care about and care for their offspring just as much as we do. Cows, for instance, have a gestation period of 9 months, just like humans. They're excellent mothers. If anyone has ever observed a cow who is allowed to stay with her baby and is able to observe how diligent and caring and nurturing she is and how attached they are to each other, that's it. That's motherhood. The species is not a relevant factor. And when that baby is taken away and she bellows for days and goes back and circles around the spot where she last saw that baby, that is a mother's grief. That is a mother's grief. Just because she's not human doesn't mean it's not a mother's grief. So that's what the thing that really led me to become vegan. And this is where, for me, feminism and the fight for animal liberation intersect.
Thank you, Lisa. And Stephen, I know that you have a lot of wisdom about this as well. Can you share a few words, please?
You could call it justice and injustice, you know. And if we care about those issues for humans, then we should care about them for other species. Quite often when we're out in the streets, you know, tabling or marching or holding up signs or what have you, we'll have people come up and say things like, oh, why don't you care about this? Why don't you care about that? But we do. And I think it's great to be able to answer them and say, yes, we care about that. And if we address these issues and we make this a vegan world, we will also be improving those issues. One man at a recent event also said something like, what about my freedom? And we were talking about cows. We were specifically talking about cows and animals that are also being experimented on, all this together. And he said, well, what about my freedom? And I said, yes, we care about your freedom as well. And if we work for freedom for these non-human animals, especially these female animals, then it'll also benefit humans. We can make everybody's lives better. So we need them to see that actually you're not really spending that much more money to switch to plant-based milks. And if this society, if this governmental taxation system and subsidies and all that were fair, it would be a lot cheaper to have anything made out of plant milks. But back to that issue of dairy and the international Women's Day and everything, we can't just say dairy. We should say bovine dairy. We should say scary dairy. I really like that phrase.
Yes, and I see it that veganism is an evolution. I really think it's an evolutionary step in human consciousness towards peace and harmony.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think anyone who claims to or wants to abide by the principle of ahimsa or, you know, living in a way that is as least harming as possible should recognize that in this day and time, there's no justifiable reason to use non-human animals. There's really no justification anymore for us to use these beings. You know, they exist for their own purposes. You know, we have bred them and engineered them to suit our purposes. We breed them into existence by the billions just to murder them at a small fraction of their natural lifespan. There is no reason. There's no good reason to do this anymore. And it's challenging to get people to see that. But I think that's all the more reason why it's good for us to talk about it.
You know, and that makes me remember something else as well, that a lot of times people talk about going from vegetarianism to being vegan, or how difficult it is to reach some vegetarians who are just convinced they're doing plenty. And they don't want to hear about dairy cattle being mistreated, or they claim that they get theirs from a better farm, their milk or their cheese or something from some better farm somewhere. Then we can fire back and say, you know, the word vegetarian should actually be outlawed because it was a lie from the very start. Eggs and dairy are not vegetables, and whoever thought they were, you know, it's really right. Sad. So every time I see that word, I just cringe and go, oh, those are not vegetables. They're filled with eggs and cheese and dairy of all kinds, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other projects are you working on?
Well, as a activist scholar, you know, I teach at a university and I do research. So I'm continuing to research the ways that issues that affect women and issues that affect non-human animals come together. You know, I teach a course on ecofeminism and continuing to research and write in that area. I also, musically, you know, in addition to Scarlet Rescue, I have another musical project, a solo project, just under my name, Lisa Barca. And I just released my debut single for that project. It's called Clean and Clear. And it's been getting a lot of resonance, both within and outside the vegan community. It was aired on our local Arizona Rock radio station, KWSS. And I have another single coming out soon with that project. So those songs are more personal. And that is another way in which I'm just kind of putting my energy out there, you know, shining my light out there. Well, I know Steve has some exciting projects going on too.
I have some video making projects. A couple of the upcoming rock videos for our Meat and Circuses EP are going to be created right here in my home studio. So that's a big couple projects for me. And then just all kinds of teaching, all kinds of research and writing myself as well. One of my new projects is to edit this zine and newsletter called Arizona Liberationists. And I'm trying to give people a calendar of events here in Arizona and then highlighting the local activists, highlighting any, for example, Tucson area, Phoenix area, or Prescott area activists that are out there protesting the rodeos. They're at different events and trying to raise consciousness and awareness. There's a two-page photo essay of activists involved in a particular campaign. It's called ASU Kills Monkeys, you know, Arizona State University Kills Monkeys.
Scarlet Rescue.
And then when you switch to vegan and you know that you're not going to be switching back, it's such a relief. So yes, you mentioned this being an evolution. It is, and it is a personal evolution as well as a societal and kind of worldwide evolution that we can be part of.
Thank you very much, Lisa and Steven, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you, Marlene. You're awesome, and I'm so glad we got this chance to talk with you today.
Me too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and wcuw.org/community/vegan nation. Let's go out with Clean and Clear by Lisa Baca. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Star Revolution by Scarlet Rescue.